New York is now home to the nation's first strategy to eliminate hepatitis C, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Monroe County is a hepatitis C hotspot, and WXXI's Brett Dahlberg explains how this new strategy could change things here.
Monroe County has more reported hepatitis C cases than 75% of the state, according to the most recent health department data. And that's due in no small part to the disease's spread through needles used to inject drugs. With deaths from opioids tripling in the county over the last 5 years, state officials say it's no surprise that hepatitis C is on the rise as well. But the disease is curable in 90% of cases, if only health workers can detect it and get the patient to a doctor. Colleen Flanagan is the director of hepatitis healthcare at the state health department. She says that's not always easy.
All of the syringe exchange programs in upstate New York offer free hepatitis C testing. But we know it's very challenging for individuals to get from that testing site linked to care.
The governor's new plan increases state funding for disease surveillance, which Flanagan says counties like Monroe need.
Local health departments do not have the capacity to follow up on all of the laboratory reports that come in. Local health departments are underfunded to be able to support active surveillance for hepatitis C.
Flanagan says the most important thing local health workers can do is help people who use drugs gradually improve their situations in a realistic way. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.